Hey friends, it's Wednesday, and we're jumping over, as I mentioned yesterday, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. This was a letter that Paul wrote to the Christians in Thessalonica. Now, Thessalonica was a huge city back then of 200,000 people, and as we read yesterday, in Acts chapter 17, Paul had left it after a very brief stay. So the disadvantage of Paul not spending much time there was that the new converts didn't have many tools to grow in their faith with or to deal with the persecution that would come because they had left paganism in that area to follow Christ. So the church in Thessalonica is thriving from Paul planting those seeds. And even with great persecution, they are thriving. So this book of 1 Thessalonians, today I'm just basically giving you an overview of the book. It was written for about four different reasons. It was written to praise the people of Thessalonica for their faith and for their perseverance, to encourage them in the trials that they would face, to share some keys of how to live as a Christian, and to assure them of their salvation even if they died before Christ returned. So that's kind of the main overview of what 1 Thessalonians is about. In the first chapter here, a couple things to point out to you. He addresses the letter from himself and Silas and Timothy. And then right there in the first verse, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of Bible scholars think this is the first letter to the first church that Paul wrote to. And he is not speaking of the church as a building. Now, it's common terminology in Christianity today to say the church isn't a building, it's the people. But that's so true. Paul is not addressing this to people. I would doubt that they all even met in a building that they called the church at this time. And so that's important for us to remember. And he starts this letter out on a high note, thanking God for their faith and affirming them for being a Christian example to the whole region. So that's the beginning of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Enjoy your reading today. I'll be back with you tomorrow for chapter 2.